This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy has revised its plan to clean up its Colorado natural gas network. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's dropping two of its most controversial strategies.
A state law requires Xcel's gas business to cut emissions 22% by 2030. Its initial plan proposed achieving a third of those reductions through carbon offsets and certified natural gas. That means residents would pay to cut pollution from sources other than their homes or the actual gas distribution system. Climate groups were livid. They called on regulators to reject the plan, and now Xcel has dropped the disputed proposals. But it hasn't clarified how it'll meet the goals. A final decision is expected next spring. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow was part of a bipartisan delegation to the Halifax International Security Forum this past weekend. They discussed U.S. security challenges, including helping allies Ukraine and Israel. Crow says the U.S. will make sure Israel has the capability to defend itself.
But ultimately, this battle against terrorism they face will not be settled entirely on the battlefield. There will be a political, diplomatic and humanitarian component to this that's going to be just as important.
Aside from Crow, five senators made up the delegation. The Senate is expected to work on a bipartisan spending bill that includes money for both Ukraine and Israel when Congress returns after Thanksgiving. This is CPR News. Thank you for joining us today. Speaking of Thanksgiving, that evening snow is possible across most of the state, including Denver, Fort Collins, and Grand Junction.